Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share these episodes far and wide, especially with people that need to hear them. I mean, it's good to share with people who agree with you. You have like-minded views. That's terrific. But my gosh, people, we have so many ignorant people on the street. You might want to check out my recent website article where I talked about what Americans really know. Oh my gosh, it's not good. I think the brightest of the brightest come here today. I just think you guys are fantastic. But the bottom line is, we have a lot of ignorant people out there, and we have to help wake them up because we need their marching feet to make a difference in what's going on. We have a really good show for you today. We're going to be joined by Robert Kudla of Trade Genius in just a moment. And the economy is going into a tailspin. It's going into stagflation, which is a lot worse than a recession. And some people say that's even worse than a depression. And we're going to be unwinding that. But this man here has figured out a way to get around the inflation, the deflation, the stagflation. And he's going to share some of those secrets with you. And he's also going to talk about some economic projections that are coming your way. And you're not going to want to miss this as part of your personal preparation for what you're going to need to do. In the second part of the show, I'm going to be detailing how I've been targeted electronically. A couple of guesses here. One could be the DOJ. I've been pretty hard on them. Are the Maricopa County elected officials? Are the state officials of Arizona? They all have motive to come after me, and clearly they are coming after me. And you will not believe what they're doing to me. And I've had techs in my home, technicians, and I've talked to people on the phone in national offices of like Cloudflare, my webmaster. They have never seen anything like what's happening to me. It's absolutely incredible. I'm going to be sharing that. But I wear this as a badge of honor as long as I can keep doing my job because of the fact that, you know, they say that you know you're over the target when you start taking flack. So I hope that you realize this probably lends credibility to what myself and my guests are telling you about what's happening and what's likely to be coming. And what's coming is really, really tough. Hey, we've got a few sponsors here for our show today, and I wanted to make sure that I got to mention them. Number one is Noble Gold. And I have to tell you, you use gold and silver and other precious metals to preserve your wealth. In a minute, when we talk about Trade Genius, that's a way to expand the wealth. But you got to protect it once you expand it. And that's why Noble Gold can help you. They can rescue your retirement from control of a bank or a financial institution regulated by the federal government. Because under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, they can keep your money. And banking officials, if you know them well, they will admit to this, although they'll never tell the public because they want you to keep putting your money in the bank. Well, Noble Gold says, we can help you with that, and we can help you with your bank account, too. And they do it very inexpensively, very professionally. And I just say to you, I want to send you a free information packet so you can begin to protect your nest egg. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, this is the part where I've got to satisfy the Federal Trade Commission. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance has nothing to do with future performance. I'll say this about Noble Gold. I've been a customer for 6 years. I've been a customer for 5 years, but I've been an advertiser for 6 years. The bottom line is, it took me a year to wake up. I knew they were doing good work. And finally, I said, these guys are the best at what they do. And if I want to protect my nest egg, I need to get started with Noble Gold. DaveHodgesGold.com. Also, too, you can see the food supply shrinking. The rumors abound. There's going to be food confiscation. There could be. If we go to war, there's precedent for that with World War II. Also, we have all kinds of attacks on the food supply, the food processing plants we've talked about, 18,000 cows blown up, train derailments, toxic chemicals getting up into the wet weather sphere, raining back down on our crops. I mean, we are in big trouble with food. And the only way that you can be sure that you're going to have the food you need is go to My Patriot Supply. They got a great special right now, $200 off the 3-month emergency kit. Some people are saying, Dave, I want more than that. Then order in increments of 3 months, and you'll get the $200 savings all the way through. And you get 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Restaurant quality, breakfast, lunch, dinner, so you get lots of diversity in the food. You won't get sick of eating it. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And also, too, for your preparation needs, generally, particularly with communication, go to readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. My good friend Bob Griswold will actually take time and talk to you about your preparation. But those are the sponsors for today's show. And I have to tell you, this is with a heavy heart that I bring some of this stuff to you. The economic news is bad, but there are workarounds, and you're going to hear those today. And certainly, yours truly is under tremendous attack, where people are trying to take me off the air. Not quite as directly as they did Tucker Carlson, but the net effect could be the same if I can't find a solution. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. Enjoy the show, and we will see you back here again tomorrow after this show concludes. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really happy to be with you. Remember, when you come to us on YouTube, I know, repeat after me, you must click the show more button or you won't see everything or hear everything you want to hear. Hey, just trying to help. And also, too, we need you to subscribe if you haven't done so. We want to grow this site to extraordinary numbers, because we need to take our country back, and we need to have formidable forces like this that can stand up and say no and overwhelm these people at election time. Ladies and gentlemen, take the videos you see here. Excuse me. Take the videos you see here and please share them far and wide. And as I always say, particularly with people that need to hear it, we are brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is still going, still number one, still delivering on time, have actually lowered their prices because of their new special, $200 off for the 12-week special. And you can order in increments of 12 weeks if you want more. And the food is delicious. I could live on this. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. You're eating to survive, not to lose weight. Remember that. And I'd recommend you get as much as you possibly can, because the food supply is really under attack. And there are rumors out there right now. Have you been seeing these stories? I can't confirm this, but I'm hearing we're headed for a 10-day food lockdown distribution moratorium. Have you heard that? I don't know if that's true. But even if that's not true, all the other things that have happened should give you concern, enough concern to take action. Preparewithdave.com. Well, the Common Sense Show and Dave Hodges are under severe electronic attack. And this is why you're hearing from me so late in the night, and why you didn't hear from me all day, except for early this morning, because we've been attacked. And this is an ongoing harassment. Now, do I know who's responsible? Well, there's a leading cast of characters. I have taken on my county and my state for extreme corruption, malfeasance of office, bullying fellow state officials who don't fall into line with them. So, yes, I have my, that's my number one suspect. County officials, state officials are number two. I've done a fair amount of concerns. I've written about the Chinese, but I don't think the Chinese are doing this. It's not their MO. And what's happening to me has happened to other opponents of people in my home area. So can't say, but sure have my suspicions. Let me get into what's happened, and then I'll tell you why you should be concerned, because this is happening to me. I've been exposing things about World Health Organization and what they can do to us. And that would have to be enforced at the county and state level. And our people in Arizona are totally on board with this tyranny, taking the first 20% of our medical supplies, dictating when we can go out of our homes and when we can't go out of our homes. The World Health Organization, who the hell are they? Biden signed a treaty, illegal. A treaty comes from 2/3 approval of the Senate, illegal. So I've taken that on. It's another issue too. And I've hit that one pretty hard. I will not submit to international authority. I obey the laws. I haven't had a ticket, parking ticket, traffic ticket of any type in over 40 years. The bottom line is, I follow the law. But there's a time when you have to say, no more. No more. And we're approaching that time. And I think because I'm a, we've got a fairly sizable audience. I mean, not to brag, but our podcasts are in the top one half of 1% of 3 million podcasts that are reviewed. We have a real favorable rating too. So I have to say that I give voice to things, and then I go on shows, Caravan to Midnight, The Hagman Report, well-distributed shows, well-distributed. And so I've been under some attack. Let me get down to what's happened. Let's start with the minor things that some of you have already observed. So in a pre-recorded interview, hence pre-recorded interview, I'll be interviewing with Doug Hagman, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, former DHS supervisor. Doug and I will be discussing something. Sometimes it's sensitive, sometimes it's not. And music will get piped in or weird noises. One time we were talking and the theme from the NFL came over and we both heard it. So this is pre-record. How do they do this? We weren't doing it. He wasn't doing it. We couldn't pinpoint it. And we had to shut down, start the interview over. And then another time it happened again. We just laughed at it and moved on. So some of you have commented on that here and you've heard that and you've seen it and it's pretty crazy. Recently, I interviewed Doug and I listened to the recording when we were done because I always like to do a little editing on the front and the back. And Doug's voice disappeared. The original check, everything was fine. I listened to five in the front and five in the back, and it was absolutely fine. Come back, Doug's completely gone. Someone wiped out his voice from the recording after it had already been there, successfully recorded. And we've had interviews disappear, and this is why I've learned to put them in external third-party sources for distribution. In multiple sources, and I don't ever hold on to things anymore. I used to kind of take my time on posting. I don't now because of that. So that was the beginning of this, but we're going to be stepping into the twilight zone in just a minute. So those are, let me shut this off, ladies and gentlemen, but those are some of the preliminary things that you're probably aware that I've gone through here on the Common Sense Show. Now, today, let's just start with what happened today. Today, I go to my website, I'm posting some things for our newsletter. And if you want to sign up, just go to the website and you'll see the place to sign up for it. And so I'm posting, and we put 8 to 10 things up a day. Some of it's stuff I do, some of it is really good work around the net with a lot of my colleagues I want to bring attention to. So it's a mix of things, and I think it's really timely. A lot of people like the newsletter, and we've had problem with the newsletter. Today, I published 10 things an hour before the deadline when the newsletter goes out. Only two things went out. That's, you say, well, that could be a glitch. Yeah, it's a glitch. It's now happened 5 times in 2 weeks. I was ready to change newsletters. And then it started working right. And then today it happened. But something else happened today that was outside of left field. You won't believe this. This is where the Twilight Zone comes in. Rod Serling, imagine if you will. Okay. So I'm posting. And then all of a sudden, I can't get on to my website. Gee, wonder if my computer's broken. Internet. So I took my computer and I logged on to ESPN just for the heck of it, for Newsmax just for the heck of it. These aren't endorsements. I'm just saying I was trying different genres to see if I had any problems. No problem. So let me try my other computer. I have a computer I use for general work and radio interviews, and I have a computer I use for TV. And so I got the second computer, and the same thing happened. couldn't get into my website, but I could get into everything else. So, okay, let's pull out the handy dandy phone. And I had just been on my website on the phone like 10 minutes before this happened. No problem. So all of a sudden, I can't get on there. Three different devices, same issue. Well, I know the people that do the internet provider, and one of them is a neighbor. So I got a hold of him, and he brought a colleague over, and he came in, and using my internet access, he was able to access my website. And I had already talked to my webmaster, and he said, "Dave, there's nothing wrong with your website." And he started doing some investigation on his own why these guys were here. They were here an hour and a half working on everything. They could not figure it out. They said, "Wow, we can get on and you can't, but you can go anywhere." But it was bizarre. So I'm blocked from my own website. On top of that, only a partial newsletter went out today, and it's been an increasing problem in the last 2 weeks. But then they say bad things can happen in threes. Here's the third thing that happened today. So I have to go to an area where they have Wi-Fi. So I went to a restaurant where they had Wi-Fi, and I could complete the work on my newsletter, which was really, a waste of time because only two of the items went out. But I'm in there, and I can access my website just fine. I just had to get away from where I was at. So from the location I was at in the home, when I couldn't access my website, I go somewhere else, I can access it just fine. It was just here. And webmaster, who has a lot of high-profile accounts, says, "I've never seen this." And he says, "I guess some of your conspiracy theories are true. Ha, ha, ha." Okay, so we had a good laugh about that. But I'm not laughing because I'm thinking I can't leave the house and go do this every time I need to post to the newsletter. So we got a problem. Okay. Meanwhile, while this is going on, and I'm in this restaurant and I'm typing and posting and everything, trying to catch up, I need to look this up on my calendar. And I go to my calendar, it's blank. Wait a minute. I just put something into my calendar 20 minutes before that. And I had to log on to my calendar, which I never have to do. That meant that someone accessed it from somewhere else. You know that too. When you do a third-party access and it's you, a lot of times I'll come back and say, you need to do OTP and verify, right? Do you want to use your email or your phone, two-factor identification? Well, my calendar service doesn't do that. They don't have two-factor. And all of a sudden, my calendar items are wiped out. Well, my wife and I and son, we all share the same calendar. So I called my wife and she read off everything that was there. I went online and it wasn't there. Okay, so now I get off, I go back in again, and now it's there. Okay, and that's on the website. But on my phone, where I really work out of with my calendar, all blank. And I got some interviews coming up, and it's not like I memorized them. Now I'm going to go to hard copy on everything. So this went on for a few hours. Then I typed in an event, okay, so I'm reconstructing my calendar, and the whole thing popped up. The key, though, that I was hacked was the fact that I had to re-log in, and so did my wife. Yet her calendar, part of it, wasn't affected. That's been my day. And obviously, they say when you take flak, you must be over the target. Well, I've been pretty clearly over the target. Some of the shows that I've appeared on recently, we've gotten some amazing feedback, and people are really in tune to what we have been talking about with corruption and so forth. And now we got this latest thing with McCarthy. I think he could lose a speaker spot, and I'm optimistic. I hope that does happen. Another topic for another post, but I just wanted to let you know what I'm going through. So a lot of times when you see inconsistency on my posting, I'm fighting the elements. Yeah, I'm fighting the elements, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fighting against people who are directly interfering with my message. And this is too many times and too many different ways to be a coincidence. So, and I got a webmaster who has really high profile accounts. I'm not going to say them, but you would say, "Oh, really? That's big." And he's done this for 25 years, and he said, "Never, Dave, have I seen this." He goes, "I tried everything this morning," and he and the techs that came in, they were working together. They were knowledgeable, and he said, "Have you tried these things?" And they had all had tried the same things. Well, eventually, where I'm sitting now in the house, eventually, I'm able to access. Interesting, isn't it? So that's the harassment factor. So we get it at radio, newsletter. We get it sometimes on our TV station, not often, a little bit there. And this is commonplace. I talk to a lot of my colleagues, and they have very, very similar things happen. I remember I was talking to John B. Wells, and he says, "Oh, I could tell you stories, Dave." And they just don't want our message out. And I'm thinking, what is so bad about our message? You're telling the truth about what they're doing to us. You're telling the truth. And when you see it happen to your neighbor, that's a concern. Then you see it happen to your other neighbor. Now you say, that's a fear. What they don't want you to know is what's happening over here and what's happening over there, because pretty soon you're next. And this is why I'm getting the harassment. Now, this will all end one day if the Restrict Act and Senator Bennett from Colorado's digital platform nonsense goes through. You won't be seeing any of us. You'll have a steady diet of CNN and the network news, and that's it. You won't have anything else. And some of us will be in prison. Restrict Act. So I just thought I would let you know this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're going through. And I thought you had a right to know. So a little inconsistency here from time to time. And some of you said this too. I've had postings, website here, that have just flat disappeared. And it's not YouTube. When YouTube doesn't like something, they send you a notice or they give you the demonetization, the yellow little marker. They're very upfront, very straightforward. When they say, "We don't like something, so this is what we're going to do." It's not YouTube doing this, I guarantee you. They don't do subterfuge. They're very, very direct. For that, I respect them. I don't always agree with their decision making, and we don't agree with everybody about everything, but at least they're direct. This is subterfuge where I've just, that's gone. And I've had an interview before on the archives of one of our radio networks. Boom, gone. So this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with. And I'm telling you, when you see people like me and Doug Thornton, Ted Brewer's another one, certainly Doug Hagman, these guys, they have been severely interfered with. And that kind of tells you they're on the right track, doesn't it? So anyway, just thought I would share that with you, a little update from the Common Sense Show. Sorry about the inconsistent posting level today, and I thought you had a right to know. But I think this what this tells you is, you know, at least with a lot of what we're doing, they're concerned enough to take action. And what I really find interesting here too, YouTube has very strict guidelines about what they accept and don't accept. And there's not a lot of gray area there. Okay. And so I know what I can reasonably say and what I should avoid saying. It's not YouTube doing this, folks. It's not, I don't think it's even Facebook. We've had occurrences on Facebook too. This is third-party manipulation. So, just as long as they don't touch my brakes. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you're a member of what we do really well, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thank you for joining us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to talk today about the debt ceiling. And there's a I've been addressing some issues here, but it's a complicated subject. And so we asked an expert to come in, Robert Kudla of Trade Genius. Now, you know, Bob has been an executive for two Fortune 500 companies. He now owns his own company in Trade Genius. And I venture to say he's probably one of the few people in the market that's making money. He has win rates of 65, 66%. That's two out of three trades, people. He wins. And the return on investment is astronomical. I'll let him tell you about that. So we'll tell you more about how you can find out about what he does on Trade Genius, but get your pencil ready because we're going to be sending you later in the show to tradelikeagenius.com because I want you to share in the wealth. But right now, let's share in the wealth of knowledge. Bob, welcome to the show. And I love your background. Love your background. Talking to us from the Big Island in Hawaii. I'm jealous.
this is not a Photoshop background. Yeah, it's early in the morning here on the Big Island, and spending a few weeks here, and And when I get back from that, I'm heading to Costa Rica. So before anybody thinks that's my life, it's just coincidence the way things worked out this year. So So this is a June vacation for me for the first time in a long, long time. But yeah, we come to Big Island all the time, but I didn't want to miss the show with you. We're in the middle of these debt ceiling negotiations. And just so everybody know, the debt ceiling, this is a construct, okay? This is an artificial construct that the government puts on there so that they can pretend to the American people that they're worried about our deficits. But as you can see from the negotiations is that they really, and I'm going to set politics aside for a second. I'm going to talk strictly math and economics. Is that if the Republican hard right got everything they wanted, we would be in a depression in probably 6 months. A depression that we probably wouldn't get out of for two decades. And if the far left got everything they wanted, we would have the Weimar Republic in 6 months. That we would get out of it for decades. So. What I'm really saying here is we're kind of stuck, and you know there's very few glide paths for us to come out of this okay. So really, what they're trying to do is they're trying to just slowly, like boil a frog kind of approach, is that we're slowly going to just increase pain on the American people over the next 10 or 15 years. They're hoping that the demographic wave then will protect them. Now, I'm not saying this can be successful or not, but that's the plan. And this is part of the plan with McCarthy. Got Biden to, and forget everything you see on Twitter and all this other stuff, is that they did stamp the curve down a little bit on the growth of the debt. Okay. So it's a slightly downward angle on the curve. But at the same time is that they went in from a higher base. So instead of pre-COVID as the baseline, they went to post-COVID as the baseline. So we basically locked in inflation, but they think they're going to try to lock in inflation growth rate of a lower number. Now, having said all that, it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo that I just said. So what really is going to happen here is that we're going to see an up curve in the inflation rate until we go into a recession. And so what we're going to probably have happen to us over the next 3 or 4 years is we're going to be swinging between inflation and deflation, inflation and deflation. But it's of the worst possible kind, Dave. So it's going to be inflation of all the things that you need to have. And it's going to be deflation of all the things that you want to have, but now you can't afford because of the you're not going to basically be able to make enough money to afford it. So in essence, we're going to get stagflation. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with the stock market is that Janet Yellen, and the reason why people, I'm sure your listeners are probably wondering what the heck happened in 2022 to 2023. The NASDAQ was going straight up. It's all new bull market. Well, Janet Yellen had $600 billion in her treasury account that she used to liquefy the markets. And so she, as of this week, has run out of basically that slush fund is gone. And that's why they're here today talking about the debt deal. When that debt deal gets signed, she has to go refill that treasury account back up. And the treasury says they have to refill up $772 billion, okay, in the April to June quarter, and another $750 billion from the July to September quarter. Well, that's $1.5 trillion. I don't know if that's possible, but at any rate, they're going to have to do a lot of selling of the bond market. When they do that, it tends to crash the stock market. And we have data for that. So if people go to our podcast at Trade Genius, we actually been talking about that quite a bit with charts and showing people every time that Janet Yellen has to fill her treasury account, the stock market falls. And we're talking the smallest fall is 5%. The biggest fall is 20%. And these all are in weeks, not months, in weeks. You know, you'll have these big downdrafts in the market because she sucks all the oxygen out of the room to get the bond market to go. And then the Federal Reserve helps her by making it unattractive to own any other asset except for bonds. So we're gonna have probably a summer to remember, Dave. It's gonna be a series of dips, sell-offs, crashes, and then returns. And then one more thing, and I'll take a breath like ask questions. So both Tom McClellan and I forget the other gentleman's name are both talking about 2011 and 1987. We're seeing parallels to both those flash crashes. 1987, ironically, I started trading, putting my first money into a 401k 2 months before the 1987 crash, and then 2011 we had the flash crash. Both those were preceded by rising T bills, the treasury, the dollar starting to weaken, and that the markets were making these irrational moves higher. And they just don't settle back down. They either Eiffel Tower down or they crash. And so there's data that shows that these are possibilities. I'm not saying we will get it. I'm just saying that now is not the time to be putting a lot of money in the stock market.
Yeah, a lot of people are being cautious anyway. They're pulling back on everything. I mean, retail spending's in the dumper too. So people are being cautious. You're absolutely right. How are you adjusting to all this with Trade Genius? I mean, your track record has been phenomenal, even through tough times. But how is this latest challenge going to affect you?
Yeah, the beautiful thing about what we do, the market allows you to take positions on the short side of the market. So we've been anticipating this now for the last couple of weeks, and we've been adding to positions in a stock called SARK, which is a short of Kathy Wood's innovation fund, which is a bunch of tech companies. This morning we just went short the what's it called, the small cap stock, Dave, through TWM, and then we've been holding a lot of treasuries, T bills, paying 5.3% to 5.6% 90-day, and also TLT, which is a bond fund. So that's how we've been navigating the market. And then in these moves, when you have these big dumps like that, then there's short term buying opportunities where you can trade for 2 or 3 or 4 days. So our macro theme is bearish, and then we flip from micro bearish to micro bullish. And right now we're micro bearish and we're macro bearish. So and this morning, the Nasdaq, I think it blew off as of yesterday. And we're having a thing, it's a phenomenon called an island top, which means that the day before the market gapped higher, meaning the open was above the close, and then 2 days later it gapped down where the close is below the open. That usually leaves prices hanging up there, and that's a big tell saying that they ran out of buyers. And in this environment where most of the action has been in what they call the zero DTE environment, which is 0 days to expiration option gambling, is that they can flip from long to short in a heartbeat, and it causes great pain in the market. So we're starting to see that pain envelop, and then as soon as this debt deal is signed, then Janet Yellen's going to increase the pain. So that's how we're dealing with it. And so to us, it's just another day at the office. I just warn people from the macro standpoint, if you have a bunch of money in your 401k, you need to just take a good hard look at how you're positioned, because these moves are pretty brutal.
What do you mean by position? Are you advocating that if they can get out, they should get out?
Well, everybody has to follow their own path. You know, if you're 75 years old and you're heavy in the market, that's probably something you should look at. If you're 30, you know, in the market, then, you just same old, right? Because then you can dollar cost average in. But from general rule is that you should be lightening up on how much stock you have, and you should be adding to your bond position or those shares that I just spoke to you that own in 401ks. Those are short index funds, and that those are a good way to hedge yourself.
Okay. Now, I just want to make sure, just for the clarity's sake, for the audience's benefit, when you talk stagflation again, what I'm hearing you say is that you're going to have inflationary cycles where you're not going to be able to afford to buy essentials for some people, you know, living month to month kind of deal. And then you're going to have a deflationary cycle where what, wages and your investments will drop.
Yeah. So if you think about it, is stagflation is that you have suboptimal growth, or actually outright recession, right? At the same time, prices don't come down to match that. And so, but what does happen, Dave, is the things that you want to own, you know, the nice to haves, they tend to come down in price because nobody can buy them.
Exactly.
You know, all their money on essentials. And the essentials have a problem because they go down because it's become supply constrained. That's why they stay elevated in price. So producers can't get the financing because, you know, you're looking at 5-6%, you know, interest rates on trade finance, or if not higher. And so they tend to then will only sell their best products or their highest margin products, and low margin products go away. And then they tend to keep price higher because they have less volume. So they go after the people that can afford to pay the higher prices. So it's just an all around bad situation. And that's why they call it the malaise. Okay. Just like what happened in the 70s, you get a malaise.
Yeah, well, we're going through a malaise in a lot of different ways right now. I wanted to ask you something on foreign policy, because you know a lot about this stuff, you know, with your military background. Do you think there's any truth? And I don't want to stay here. I just want an answer from you. I'm reading and hearing that the U.S. and China are not having any meaningful discussions at all, and the Chinese are cutting off conversation. Do you know anything about that?
They refuse to do a hotline. They don't take the Secretary of Defense's calls when he called in. And the Chinese just feel like the Americans are constantly trying to play them. So, so that's kind of with the China-U.S. thing. The relationship is damaged. But, you know, I don't put that just on the United States. The Chinese have done quite a bit to damage relationship, because the Chinese are always playing games too.
Yeah, that's true.
But you notice Taiwan announced that that they may fall underneath the U.S. nuclear umbrella. So I think things are ratcheting up. The thing I said before about China, if your listeners have been listening to me for a long time, is that China is not anything to worry about, unless they try to go nuclear, just like Russia. China is a Potemkin village, Dave. So if we go into recession, they lose their export markets. China is the United States of 1929. That's all I want to say about that. And with a demographic that absolutely sucks, okay? They are the fastest, most aggressively aging country in the world, and they have zero social social security, social insurance for their people. So they can't get workers, so their wages are rising. So the reason that you went to China in the first place, you're going away, and they're getting more nationalistic. And anybody that invests in China needs to have their head examined, because the Chinese will just appropriate their assets for themselves. So, but yeah, so that's it. The relationship, look, we've damaged relationships with everybody right now. Not really sure what the general thinking is in zombie land in Washington, but we destroyed a relationship with the Middle East, with Russia, with China. We're not being constructive at all in any of those areas. And so there's just a lot of chances for miscalculations is what I'll say.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. You know, how likely, just to follow up on that, how likely would China be as they get into a 1929 mode, like you said, to get desperate enough to use nuclear weapons. Will they become increasingly desperate to cover their failing economy, and will they strike out that way?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think China or Russia, because look, both China and Russia, there are forces that would want a rapprochement with the West. Meaning is they can make a lot more money if they've dealt with the West versus being antagonistic towards the West. So I think those people control those nuclear codes, just like in the United States. I don't think they let Biden anywhere near the button, right? So so I don't worry about that too much. You know, you worry more about, like, you know, what would happen if Iran got it, or if Pakistan got destabilized. Those are more of a concern for me.
Well, the U.S. is definitely showing they're concerned about Iran. Here's my assumption. I want to see if you agree with me. They are building a permanent base in northern Syria. That's very serious in my estimation. They're anticipating something from Iran, is my guess. And probably directly.
Who's building permanent?
The base they're building is permanent.
No, who's? U.S. or Iran?
The U.S. The U.S. is building a permanent
base. Yeah. No, I agree. So, look, Iran, you know, that's the Shiite crescent, right? So, you know, the Shia, you know, where we inserted ourselves into an 800-year civil war, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't end anytime soon. So, you know, you have all the way from basically to the Mediterranean Sea to Tehran is Shia, all the way down the Persian Gulf, you know. Where all the oil is in Saudi Arabia, that's eastern Saudi Arabia, that's all Shia land, okay? And but the Sunnis control it. And so there's, there's always potential for a flashpoint there too, Dave.
Yeah, that's a real wild card. Okay, with all these things going on, particularly with the stagflation staring us down, and Janet Yellen's incompetent leadership. Sorry to interject the opinion, but I think she's a bumbling buffoon. I mean, they fire her from the Fed and they promote her to the Treasury. I mean, heck of a deal, right? Let's just hire a coach that has a losing record. Anyway, what are you doing at Trade Genius to compensate for this economic volatility we're in?
Yeah, well, we won't hire Janet Yellen. So,
well, I hope not.
Yeah, all we look at, Dave, is seriously, we just look at our algorithms, you know. We have an algorithm called, this is really cool, if people want to buy it, they can buy this thing just standalone, called the Fed Liquidity Indicator. It tells you when it's risk on or risk off, and it tells you whether or not the market is overvalued or undervalued. So remember I was telling you about that micro-macro bull bear? That's our Fed liquidity algorithm that tells us whether we should be micro and macro bearish, or is it a mixed bag. And then we have an indicator that we call the heat in the Kona. Get a Kona, I'm out here. It's my favorite place in the world. Is it looks at what's called stretch. Oops, one of my indicators are firing right now. Sorry about that.
Is that Bob's making money sound there?
It's Bob, you better buy this if you want to make money sound.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm starting to get some indication. That what you just heard was my algorithm firing off on a couple stocks saying they're being stretched too far to the downside. And so they're being stretched too far from the downside, Dave. And then we look for another indicator called the heat indicator that says now buying pressure is coming in, and we buy. So we don't care what it is. So we have a basket of what you call these short indexes. We have a basket of long stocks. And whatever it is that's firing buy, we buy. And then we set the appropriate stops and the appropriate limits, you know, profit targets. And we take our trades and then get out. And so I like macro. You like macro because it's fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if I had no access to news, I can make a lot of money just trading my signals without knowing why. And that's the depth in trading stocks, is sometimes if you know why too much, you can talk yourself out of trades that are obvious, okay? Because the market is designed to fool you. So we just watch what the traders are doing and not what they're telling us they're doing. And you're going to make a lot of money. And that's why we built it in the first place. You know, I was tired of being whipped around by the news on the television and these, what do you call, fake out breakouts or fake out breakdowns. And And we just said, look, there's a better way. So we created these algorithms. We liked them so much. People liked them. We started selling them. And then we do it for stocks today. We do it for crypto. You can trade options or futures with us. And if you just let me plug for real quick, just go to tradelikeagenius.com. You can buy these indicators standalone. You can use Memorial, the promo code, get 50% off. It's a killer deal. Or you can just go ahead and buy one of our bundles. They're 65% off, pre-discounted, and you get access to our trading rooms and access to our trading signals and then access to our chat rooms.
You know, what I like that you do for people is that you not just teach them how to use the algorithm to make money, because it sounds like the algorithm is going to work in stagflation the same as it works any other time in our economic history. But what I like that you do, though, is there's training, but also I'm hearing there's support after people are in and been trained.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have chat rooms running 24/7. So if somebody pings me with a question, they just at me, I see the notification and I pop over to the room and answer their questions. And there's other people that trade in those rooms, so they can they can help with their fellow traders. And then we have a room called the VIP room where people can talk to each other, like you and I are talking to each other right now. And then you get really in-depth knowledge. And that to me, that's the biggest bargain. The VIP room is what you pay. You know, you get 2 hours of training. You get access to it all day long. So you're basically getting access to hundreds of hours worth of training. We have traders in there that have net worths that would dwarf mine, okay? So there's not a bunch of newbies in here. And so there's a lot of knowledge in these rooms, a lot of former CEOs and business owners, and you can really learn a lot and get some really good insight from people who have been in the trenches like myself for a long time. And all those prices are good to June 6th, Dave.
Okay, quick question here with regard to your clientele. You just mentioned CEOs, but I've read some of your attaboys, and they seem to be from people that are just people average off the street wanting to make money in a different way that's more reliable. Is that an accurate depiction that you're across a broad spectrum of the population?
Yeah, I would say probably, 60% of our people are very new to trading, but 80% of the people still work. Okay, so it's not a full-time vocation for them. And then the rest of the people have various levels of experience. But I don't care how good you are, I'm learning every day. So it's always good to, you heard the phrase iron sharpens iron,
yeah.
Meaning that, you think you know everything, then that's when you're screwed. So you're always learning, and the market's always changing, right? What drives the market this year may not drive the market next year. So right now the market's being driven by the Fed liquidity and the Treasury, but other times it's driven by other animal spirits, okay? So it's always good to get insight as to why things are doing what they're doing. But human nature is human nature, Dave. And so these algorithms that we built are looking at human nature, looking at momentum, they're looking at trends, they're looking at deviations from standard. All those things are truisms. It would work 150 years ago, and it'll work 150 years from now. And so
Are your algorithms pushed by AI?
Oh, they're not pushed by AI, but AI is kind of a weird thing. So we have machine learning. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. I hate that. I hate that's a moniker. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. That assumes that the thing is thinking on its own. It's based on a code base, right? So it's called machine learning. So our systems are machine learning. They learn from their mistakes, okay, and then we optimize the code.
Okay,
and that's how we do it. But you get to a point where it's called good enough, Dave. Okay, so we've optimized to good enough, because sometimes you can put too fine a point on these things and it just becomes counterproductive. So
sounds like the old good to fit line that we use in statistics.
Well, you know what it is? What's the enemy of perfection, right?
Yeah.
So good enough. Perfection is the enemy of good enough. And so we're, and in trading, we can optimize our signal for 90% success rate, Dave, but we may never take a trade.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying. Just for the audience benefit, might be first time viewing our conversation here. I've actually contemplated this, Bob. I got to tell you this real quick. I've actually thought about doing a weekly show, and actually I'm discussing this with one of my partners to interview people who are successful in business and coaching and other endeavors. What makes them successful? And you'd be one of my first guests, because I don't care what the economy's doing. At Trade Genius, you're always making money, and there's something you do. So tell the people what your win rate is and what your rate of return typically would be. I know you don't call it rate of return. That's my term. But well, how do those numbers sit today?
Well, here, let me look it up. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the birds are singing your praises in the background.
Yeah, that's always happened. I was telling the guys in the other room this morning, I did this 2 years ago from Waikoloa, and as soon as it gets nicer, the birds are talking. So as of 5:31, 6:05 a.m. this morning, the winning percentage trade is 66.24%.
Wow.
That's out of nearly 1,000 trades. Okay, the annualized gains are at 85.47%. So what that means, the average net gain per trade is 0.82%. Now, to give people perspective, that's down from 1.04%. Okay, and people are like, oh, wow, what happened? You know, what's happening is the market's not trending anymore. So you're getting smaller gains. Our win rate is, ironically, has gone up from 64% to 66%, but our average net gain of trade has gone from like 1.04% to 0.82%. That's just because you have to take smaller wins in this environment. So
is that also a sign of a contracting economy?
Yeah. The winners are winning less, and you have to get out of them faster. And the losers aren't quite yet ready for prime time. So you're not getting these big gains.
And that's what your algorithms tell you, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's why I said it's really an interesting thing. You know, so we've dialed the algorithm. We like to win 2 out of 3 times. And, you know, my desire would, if you're winning 0.82%, you're in the trade average of 3 days. So you're winning a 1.5% per week. Okay. So if you were 100% invested, that's where you get the 85.47%. Would you call return on investment? But typically, you're probably 50% invested, because you know when you're trading in and out of a stock, you're not automatically just changing with something else, right? And depending on what trade you bought, size makes a difference too. So you know the market's gone nowhere, but we're plus. So we have what they call we achieve alpha to what's happening in the marketplace. So alpha means we're exceeding, as you know, as a statistics guy, we're beating the mean of the average index out there that's being reported. And the indexes are doing better than the average stocks. It's kind of a weird thing because of the way they're calculated. So yeah, so we just
makes a lot of sense.
We're keep putting people in more winners than losers. And so we know the system works. And the other thing that we do, if we don't see trades, we don't take trades. Okay, cash is an option too. So, you know, so we're not out there saying you got to be 100% fully invested. Sometimes don't trade at all. The market's too weird, you know? So we, you know, our goal is you make money when it's time to make money, and you take on less risk when it's difficult. But this is the most difficult time because the market's not falling, but it's not going up. When it falls, you make a lot of money being in those short indexes. When it's rising, you make a lot of money being long the market. And so that's how we do it, Dave.
What's better for your business? Is it the inflation or the deflation?
Well, I'd rather deal with inflation than deflation.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's more of a constant, we understand. Okay, tell people again the deal that you're offering. So they say, I want to know more about Trade Genius.
Yeah, TradeLikeAGenius.com. You can get one of our 7 bundles, 60% off, pre-discounted. Or you can pick anything in the store. Just use promo code Memorial Day to June 6th, and I believe it's 5-0% off gross to net. And I mean, you're talking getting things really, really inexpensive. So, you know, give it a shot. I think you'll like it. And at any rate, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about trading. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
They might be able to vacation with you on the Big Island too.
I went back east and met some customers, and I'll be meeting somebody here later next week. So I like to run into my customers when I can.
That's very cool. Well, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Bob say this deal is good until Saturday. I'd encourage you to look into it because as long as I've talked to Bob for years, it doesn't matter what the economy is doing. Trade Genius is making money. It's fantastic. And thanks for the insight into the economy. Very helpful. Look forward to talking to you again, Bob. Have a good vacation.
All right. Thanks, Dave. You too.
Thanks.